Hey everybody, welcome to Tuesday Manna. Once again, I'll be your host as we jump into God's Word. Will you join me as we pray? God, we want to thank you for this amazing day that we're alive, that we're here to be able to be ministered by your Word. So we just ask that you would open up our hearts, our ears, our minds, that we can receive from you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. So today we're calling this little devo, Don't Go Back. And for you guys who maybe have been raised in the church and those who haven't been raised in the church, there's always something that we go back to. There's some kind of sin. There's some kind of repetitious thing that's not honoring to God that we do when things get tough. And so that's why I'm calling it Don't Go Back. You know, we've all felt from one time or another that we're missing out. Maybe it was when you first gave your life to Christ, and then you were on that like spiritual high, and then we start going down into the valley, and we start remembering the things, how the things were before we gave our lives to Christ. You know, a lot of times the youth don't want to fully commit their hearts to Christ because they don't want to miss out on certain things in the world. They want to be able to experiment with this or experience that, and they feel like they're going to miss out. And so they want to hold off their full commitment to Christ, which is a distortion of the truth. That's one of the tricks of the enemy, of course. But I can remember times when things were going tough for me, and I was remembering the times where it was things were different, where like I didn't have a care in the world. I wasn't concerned about offending God, or I wasn't concerned about sinning or anything. It was just like I did my own thing. And I would sometimes remember those times and think like, man, I kind of miss those times. But it's a distortion of the truth. That's a trick of the enemy trying to get us to go back to our old ways. So a recap on the Israelites being in bondage in Egypt. We know they were there for all those years in slavery, just treated horribly. You know, a lot of them died. They were just brutalized. And finally, when they were set free, when God rescued them as they were traveling, people began to complain. And there was some people that wanted to go back into slavery because times were getting tough. So we're going to read that in Numbers 11, 1 through 15. It's called The People Complain. And the people complained in the hearing of the Lord about their misfortunes. And when the Lord heard it, his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed some outlying parts of the camp. So that's one of those savage things that, you know, nowadays we forget sometimes that God is a judge and he's righteous and he is wrathful, right? He's wrathful. It says that he burned all these people from them complaining, like his anger was kindled. So it goes on to say, then the people cried out to Moses, and Moses prayed to the Lord, and the fire died down. So the name of that place was called Taberah, because the fire of the Lord burned among them. Now the rabble that was among them had a strong craving, and the people of Israel wept again and again. And they said, oh, that we had the meat to eat. We remember the fish we ate back in Egypt that cost nothing to us. The cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and oh, the garlic. You see, they were remembering how they had it when they were slaves. You know, people can become comfortable in bondage. And it's so interesting how when God rescues us from something, our minds go back and we can reminisce on things. And, oh, those are some good times. And, oh, that I had a blast doing this. This is kind of what's going down here. They're in some hard times right now, traveling in the wilderness, in the desert, and they're hungry, and they're remembering the food they had when they're in slavery. So they're struggling so bad that they want to go back into slavery with that tyranny, beaten, brutalized, and working to death, because in that moment they're struggling. And again, a lot of times we make some pretty dumb decisions in a moment of temptation, in a moment of struggle, right? In a moment of dryness, in a moment of wandering in the wilderness, we make decisions that are not wise. And that's kind of what's going on here. So when God rescues us from bondage and, you know, things start to get tough, it's easy to want to go back. You know, like I said, I've been there. I battled drug addiction for years and years, alcoholism for years. And just, I did my own thing. And when I gave my life to Christ, things were good. But when I hit that valley, it was very tempting to go back, to the things, to cope with my anxiety, to cope with my fears. I didn't want to face them, and I didn't want to give them to Christ. I really didn't know how. And my natural reaction was to go back, just like these people. So let's continue reading. But now the strength is dried up, and there is nothing. Remember, they're complaining here. Oh, we miss all this food, these times when we're in bondage. But now our strength is dried up, and there is nothing at all but this manna to look at. Now the manna was like coriander seed, and its appearance like that of bdellium. It says they all had food back in the slavery times, and it says like it cost them nothing, the food. And honestly, they were probably being treated like savages, like getting the bare minimum. But in their mind right now, they thought it was luxurious, because that's the way the enemy works. He wants to entice us to go back. Verse 7. But now the manna was like coriander seed, and its appearance like that of bdellium. The people went about and gathered it and ground it into handmills, or beat it into mortars and boiled it into pots and made cakes of it. And the taste of it was like the taste of cakes baked with oil. And when the dew fell upon the camp in the night, the manna fell with it. You see, God provided for them, and all their job was to just gather it up and eat it, right? Not to store it up and hide it for themselves or to put it away for later. God says, no, I'm providing for you for right here, right now. This is what manna is. Verse 10. Moses heard the people weeping throughout their clans, everyone at the door of his tent, and the anger of the Lord blazed hotly, and Moses was displeased. Moses said to the Lord, why have you dealt ill with your servant, and why have I not found favor in your sight, that you lay the burden of all these people on me? See, Moses is starting to hear it, all the complaining and wanting to go back, and he's like, man, why did you burden me with these people, God? Did I conceive all these people? Did I give birth to them, that you should say to me, carry them in your bosom as a nurse carries a nursing child to the land that you swore to give their fathers? Where am I to get meat to give to all these people? For they weep before me and say, give us meat that we may eat. I am not able to carry all these people alone. The burden is too heavy for me. If you will treat me like this, kill me at once, if I find favor in your sight, that I might not see my wretchedness. So he's to the point where he's like, just kill me already, God. I can't deal with these people. Talk about stress, right? So when things start to get tough in our lives, the pains of the traveling, the growing pains, because these things grow us, our tendency is to go back to those things. And that's what they're doing here. And again, it's a distortion of the enemy. He wants to take our focus off of what really matters and to put our focus on the lies, right? The lies that it's better without God. Things are easier without God. Things are just more plentiful when God is not in the picture. But that's a lie. That's a total lie. That's when your joy gets robbed. You see, when we're going through the struggle, it's one thing to go through it, but it's another thing to go through it miserable, right? Without joy, without knowing that, God, you're going to come through one way or another. You know, the sun is going to rise. You know, there's weeping now, but joy is going to come in the morning. When the joy is gone, that's the times where people go back. And the enemy robs us of that joy in the midst of heartache. So maybe you're the one struggling right now in your current situation. Maybe you're the one remembering how it used to be. Maybe you're the one enticed to go back to do those things that replace God. Well, I want to encourage you guys to keep going, to keep eating the manna day by day. You know, it's so important that we read this and we know, like, God provides for you. He's going to get you through it. Your breakthrough is just around the corner. The sun is going to rise again. And don't make any rash decisions in the moment of your struggle to go back. Imagine if they went back, where would they be today? So I hope that encourages you. And remember, your breakthrough is just around the corner, and God is good and He provides. All right. God bless you. We'll see you guys next week.